Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
After the hour, hail, hail, the gang's all here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Ken Kessler has the most important job checking our social network. He is monitoring what you have to say about the issues of the day, thanks to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The story from Greece, Jen. The Greeks say, "Don't you worry about us." I don't know if that's really what they're saying, but that's more Italian. They'd say that in Italy, wouldn't they,
don't
Roberta?
Don't you worry about us. Don't you worry.
Don't worry about us.
In Greece, they're just having hummus.
They say that in Jersey. Don't you worry about us.
So here's the coolest.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. How's my Italian? Don't you worry about us.
Terrible.
Oh.
But for you, actually not bad.
Not bad, really.
Right.
Don't you worry about us. All right, Jen, what's up?
Okay, so the coolest part of this story, so, you know, everybody knows Greece is in big-time trouble, right? They've defaulted. You can't withdraw any money out of the bank accounts in Greece. Well, this guy named Tom Feeney, I guess, has some sort of affinity for the Greek. And so he said, you know, I want to bail out I want to rescue the Greek economy. And so he started a crowdfunding campaign to try to do just that.
Oh,
and he said,
my goodness.
Yeah, he said he found out if the entire population of Europe were to donate just 3.19 euros, what?
$5.
So five bucks. Yep. That they would reach the amount of the bailout fund. And he said he included some nice perks for donating, including a Greek salad, a holiday outfit for two. And he set up a page on Indiegogo along with the Twitter account. He said nobody was interested in at first, but after a
Greek
couple
yogurt.
Of small stories.
I want Greek yogurt. I don't want any Greek salad.
I want John Stamos. Can we deliver that? Yeah. The idea seemed to explode overnight. And all of a sudden, he got 1,200 emails one morning, and it just got crazier from there.
Really?
He said that they've raised, like 630,000 euros.
Oh, really?
There you go, by more than 38,000
people are nuts.
You have it. You can donate. Why? This is a great idea.
It is a great idea.
It's like throwing money into the toilet, though.
But here's the dilemma.
It's kind of fun.
The Greeks won't change their ways.
No, that's a problem.
And they'll just have to do it again.
Right. Just keep bailing them out.
Right.
So, big story today about investigations into whether the airlines are colluding to keep fares high. What in the name of God? What a waste of time. Of course they are.
Of course. Yeah, duh.
Exactly. Anybody who tries to buy... Hello, when's the last time you checked a fare? The only one that doesn't really do this, JetBlue and Southwest don't really, but sometimes American will meet, especially now with Southwest being in Dallas and Houston, they'll match the fares even though it's not at the same airport. That's what they do. They match fares.
And have you noticed if you start searching for a fare online and the next day, if you don't buy it then and there, the next day or the day after, that fare will automatically go up because they know you've been looking for it.
Right.
I noticed that.
Right.
So why is it a waste of time?
Well, the investigation, which has been conducted in the last year or so by the Justice Department, focuses on whether airlines illegally signal to each other how quickly they would add new flights and routes and extra seats, because the legacy airlines pretty much compete on the same routes. Like here in Boston, Delta and United and American all fly Boston, L.A. American has four flights a day, Delta has two, United has two, and the prices are always exactly the same, and the times are about the same as well. So I use that as an example because it's the flight I take most often. What other ones are involved, Jen?
So it's American, Delta, Southwest, and United. They all received a letter and are complying with the DOJ investigation. The smaller carriers like JetBlue and Frontier said that they have have not been yet contacted by the government. Yeah. So
nobody cares. Frontier is a horrible airline.
Yeah, they are. They're worthless.
They're not. It's like Spirit. Not much better, but
think,
a little bit.
You know, I think it's great because so often we hear about the government not doing anything, wasting time. I mean, at least they're doing something of value that maybe might save us a couple bucks.
I can't believe you are thinking this is a waste of time.
Who are you saying, me?
You, yeah.
Well, when I say it's a waste of time, it's been going on
because
forever.
Because it's so obvious.
And it's so obvious, exactly. I mean, what do we need the Justice Department to tell us?
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, that's probably...
By waste of time, I mean.
Yeah. Where have you been all of my life under the circumstances? And I'll bet you, if you got on like a 757 that has 189 seats.
Oh, yeah. 189 fares.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Not one person will have paid the same fare for the seat. And it just is, that's kind of the way it
goes. Some people have paid like $3 and somebody would have paid $3,000.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I used to, I got into a little bit of trouble last week because I had to change some flights and stuff around. But sometimes Tom Parsons always tells me, do not book early because you always have a change. But I looked at, when I was going to California, like a month or so ago, I said to Megan, I'm coming this week. Is that okay? Yep. So I booked the trip. And it was, the previous trip had been 300 and something bucks, and then this one was 600 and something bucks, but if I was going to change it, it was another $900 on top of that. And so I just figure a way around it. But
why I fly Southwest.
Yeah, you don't have, that is a good thing about Southwest.
I fly Southwest.
No penalties. You can change anytime you want.
Sometimes if I'm not sure what day of the week I need to fly, I'll book three different days.
Yeah.
Knowing that I'll get the money back. Basically. Yeah. You know, you don't get it back in your pocket.
You get like
you have a Southwest bank, right?
Yeah.
You get a credit.
Right. Exactly.
But at least you're not losing, you know, $200, $300, $400, $500 on change.
Yeah, that's what they ought to be investigating.
That's an outrage. Still charge you membership. You know, remember that airline that offered, and it was a big deal for a while. I don't even remember what it was, but they offered maybe Spirit Airlines, where they offered you a card. And if
it was Spirit. It was Spirit.
It's a horrible
Spirit.
Airline.
Spirit.
Don't you think airlines should get into that business and say, hey, look, for $5,000, here's a card.
Yeah, you can fly anywhere you want for the year.
Yeah, for a year.
I'm actually investigating. I said to Meredith, we want to do that thing on Saturday. With the, but I think we have to wait till tomorrow to make the arrangements, right, Roberta? That plane that you can take a ride for $4, and then at the other end, you come back.
Yeah. And if you book on the 3rd and fly on the 4th, you get a $4 fare.
Right. But then coming back, I'm trying to figure out, can we find out anywhere where they actually would go from to?
Anywhere.
Yeah. They've got 12 seats available.
Yeah, right, probably.
And there's going to be 20,000 people trying to get it.
Listen, it's kind of fun to think about what
Here's
you might
what
do
I
anyway.
Know.
Yes, Richard.
Why are we still paying fares based on $4 gasoline?
That is another ripoff and a half. Mm. Never mind paying fares. Look at what you're paying at the pump. This was starkness. When I was in California last weekend, looking at the price at the pump, it's almost as high as it was 2 years ago when the price per barrel was well over $100. Now it's about $62 to $64, fluctuating in there. And so they have a 30% rate or rise, I think that's what it's called. They've built 30% more into what has to be profit. I don't think it's going for experimentation. It's not going for drilling.
So what is it? How much is it in California?
California, the least I saw was $3.39. Most of it was $3.70-something.
Wow.
And there were plenty of places, depending on where you were, in Santa Monica Boulevard or Wiltshire, that was $4. And I saw one $4.39. Those 76 stations, Jennifer, are a ripoff. They really are. How is it they get away with that? Kenny, you have 76 stations down in San Diego.
Laziness.
What convenience? It's not any more convenient to go to them than it is anybody else.
Wow.
How do they manage to get that kind of dough? It is Sunoco.
Where do you want me to go? We don't have Sunoco. So where do you want me to go?
Let's see. Who else?
You got Exxon Mobil. That's, you know.
No,
you
I think.
No mobile stations.
Domestic, the Arco, I think. Atlantic Richfield, Arco, I believe, is all domestic.
Yeah, but Arco's gas is kind of icky, isn't it?
No, icky. What are you talking about?
I don't want to touch my Lexus.
They all come from the same place, for God's sakes. Anyway, so
I know Louisiana is like, hovers around $2.50 on average, I would say. But then you go to Winn-Dixie and you get the gas coupons, and sometimes I'll pay like $1.25 for gas.
Really?
That's what I want to know.
Oh yeah.
Florida. What do the people at the Piggly Wiggly in the South think of the New Yorker walking in there?
There's no Piggly Wiggly in Louisiana.
Oh, there isn't? Is it just in Florida?
It should be.
No. Listen to this. The Northern Yankee doesn't understand what's going on down...
No, I'm in New Orleans. New Orleans is
talking about Richie.
New Orleans
the Piggly Wiggly. Piggly Wigglies haven't existed for years.
Sure they do.
Where?
Oh, no. They're still around.
They are?
Piggly Wiggly's still around.
Where?
Absolutely.
All over the Southeast.
I used to get them confused with... What's the other one? Wawa, right? Or... Womp Womp or something. What's that Indian?
Oh, Wawa's still there. I just was in a Wawa this weekend.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is that Wawa? But is that, which one is the Indian one? Is that Wawa?
Wawa.
Wawa.
Store location.
Listen to us.
Wiggly.
If somebody tuning in for the first time, we're talking about Piggly Wiggly and Wawa.
You won't hear this on Stern.
No, heavens no.
And Rich is yelling at me for going to Shell.
Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky. Oh, they are in Louisiana.
Okay.
Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina.
I think it's
Ohio,
time for a pause in the action here.
Let's regroup.
All right. Yeah, regroup. Let's reboot. It's 19 after on Good Day.
Now, Teen Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night. Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. ABM mounted a cross-country expedition to see exactly what it would be like to experience the Valley of Death on the 4th of July. Yes, the 4th. December may have been a better choice. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins that jinxes a real-life killer thriller. I'm in!
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Evening of July 3rd, we park the chopper in Beatty, Nevada, hit the quarter slots at 3:25 to 1, and at dawn, Route 374, to cross the border into California and down Daylight Pass Road into Death Valley. Sunlight finally broke across the bottom of the bucket, illuminating a 45-mile-an-hour speed limit sign. Too late, beat that by 85. Riding Death Valley on July 4th meant an end to the fun no later than 10:30 in the morning. You want to ride the hottest place on Earth? December may have been a better choice.
Oh, yeah.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Kukoc for 3 at a time.
So, where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am too good for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But me.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
I managed to. What can I do to imitate that guy's voice?
Geico.
That sound close, Richie?
Geico.
Maybe you should do that with your Italian accent.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, 15 minutes could save you $15 or more.
Help me yourself.
Hey, it's
Geico. You're going to pay 50% less over the Geico.
This is just like being in a neighborhood in Roberta's City and Doug. Roberta's New York neighborhood.
Did you just quiver?
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
We have 23 minutes after the hour on the Good Day program. In the video of the day box today at DougStephan.com, we have a feature including Kanye West, who over the weekend performed Bohemian Rhapsody. He actually said, quote, "I'm going to say this tonight because 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, I might not be able to say it, but I can say it tonight. You are now watching the greatest living rock star on the planet." So one of our YouTube friends decided to show how wrong Kanye is by putting together his version with Freddie and Queen from a 1980s concert. Even better, there are clips that make it look like Freddie is laughing at Kanye's performance, and Kanye also reacts to Queen's superior version of Bohemian Rhapsody. This is some you gotta see, video of the day box, but it's kind of fun to listen to. Listen to this.
Just killed a man, put my gun up to his head, pulled a trigger, now he's dead. Mama, like that.
What's now well his but audience knows the song now?
They don't know it because of him. So the YouTube video puts the two of them together, so you're hearing the music, but you got to watch and get the intensity in the video.
So they have the reaction shot. They have Kanye's singing. They have Freddie Mercury sitting there just kind of laughing.
Yeah.
And when Freddie Mercury's singing, it's Kanye sitting there looking as his usual upset, angry self.
Ah, that's true. Why'd you stop the music?
That's it. That's all there is.
Oh, there is?
Yeah,
I thought it was longer.
The video is only just a minute long.
Oh, okay.
But it's really funny.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's very interesting how this guy is, how he has any credibility at all. Just blows my mind.
He's married to Kim Kardashian.
So she has no credibility. Right. How's that give him credibility? There's no credibility.
You know what? He's angry, and a lot of people identify with him and what he's angry at, and that's where he gets his credibility from.
Okay. Well, it's too bad that anger creates credibility. Okay. So we have the 4th of July weekend upon us, and there are a lot of people who are trying to pick out their favorite patriotic song. We've got a number of different versions of songs. We've asked you to tell us what your favorite patriotic song was in the poll at DougStephan.com.
Roberta, are you mixing
someone playing pinball? What's happening? Putting money in the jukebox? What's going on?
Roberta's mixing a cold drink.
Shaking that stirred.
Uh-huh. Can I go on now? Can I keep going?
Yeah, far
sure.
away.
Oh, yeah.
Back
okay.
to you.
I was hoping that she was mixing up the what's left of the catnip blender. All right, anyway.
Ew.
Yeah. Patriotic
Ed Doug's
song. Yeah, okay. I'm only teasing. Actually, cats are... I was with somebody last night. Where the heck was I? This guy showed me a picture of his cat. and I was... We were talking about my dog and stuff.
Don't go there, Jen.
Nothing to see here.
No, wait a minute. I got to remember. This guy had a... Oh, I know where I was. I was in the tire shop. I brought over some tractor tires to get fixed, and while I dropped them off, there's one guy who's sort of the assistant manager. We were talking about Charlotte. He wanted to know where Charlotte was because Charlotte was always with me, mm-hmm. and I said that she died a couple of months ago, and he was very upset. And then for some reason, he got out his iPhone, and he started showing me pictures of all of his dead dogs and all of the dead cats that have been in his life.
Wait, is this what guys do at a tractor tire store?
I was really sort of shocked.
They show each other pictures of their pets?
The place is teeming with people wanting to get their tires fixed for the weekend. He pulled out his iPhone to show me pictures of his cat, an old cat, but he had a new cat. He adopted, and this cat, he says, weighs 25 pounds and had this big, monstrous orange cat. And she actually kind of looked kind of sweet, but anyway, that was at the tire store yesterday.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that
by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's make it a good day. 33 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Y.O.U. Joining us at 888-302-3684, or perhaps an email to Roberta or Jennifer. It's actually Jen or Rich or Ken.
No, it's Jennifer.
Oh, is it Jennifer? Why do I always get that wrong?
Doug Steffen. I don't know. You do quite frequently.
Oh, well, forgive me for that. There is a capsizing again in the news today. This seems to be, I think they've been happening like on average once a month. I think they capsized. Is it the same area of the world, Kenny, where these are happening, or is it different?
No, this time it's in the Philippines.
Oh. And how many people are lost?
36 are confirmed dead, 19 are still missing. Oof. There's 118 survivors.
See, what happens in these circumstances, especially with the weather being kind of crazy this time of year, the typhoons and rough seas, these boats, and this is why you got to wonder what governmental regulations there are, or frankly, common sense regulations, these boats do not draw a lot of water. Roberta can explain that because she's a sailor. The more water the boat draws, the safer it is. That's why with sailboats.
Well, the deeper the keel is.
Yeah, and that's right. With a sailboat that has a big mast, you got to have something down in the water a long ways to hold it in, hold it from dumping over. So.
And also the weight inside the keel holds it down.
Right. All right, so that takes care of it. Well, it didn't take care of it. It's another sad story.
Well, I guess the rule of thumb is don't get onto a ferry in a third world country.
I think that's probably
that's
excellent.
For sure. That's for
yeah. Jennifer.
How'd you make the cheap fairy joke? Come on.
Yes, I know. That was a cheap.
Is that PC anymore? I'm not sure.
Very cheap. All right, so Roberta, there is a seventh shark attack to report. I don't know why I always go to you for the shark attacks, but at any rate.
Shark.
Boom,
boom, boom,
the
boom, boom, boom,
latest
boom,
victim
boom.
Is a 68-year-old man who was bitten in water that was only up to his waist. So these sharks are becoming bolder and bolder and bolder, it would have seemed.
Actually, there's been 10 attacks because there's another 3 in South Carolina.
Really?
They're mad about the
Confederate
flag.
7 in North Carolina. That's what it is. They are mad about that Confederate flag. They're saying,
They're obviously great white sharks.
Very good, Ricky. You can go.
Great white sharks.
Chicks because the Dukes of Hazzard got removed.
That's the joke of the morning, Rich. That's a good one.
They want to see Cooter on the TV with the General Lee. By the way, as a matter of fact, as a side story, yes. Jennifer probably had this in the television report that the Dukes of Hazzard has been pulled off of the air.
Unbelievable! Are you guys mad about this?
The second Confederate flag again.
No,
that was the great show, and it's going to go away. Oh, because it hurts them anything.
Politically, you know. Correct.
And the car's painted orange. Oh, cry me a river, people. There are real big problems out there. Not Bo and Luke Duke.
All right, so back to the shark, Roberto.
Actually, when you think about this, you've had 10 attacks in the Carolinas this year, right? Normally, they have 6 shark attacks per year.
Really?
And they've had 10 so far, and it's just like, what is it, July 2nd today?
Right.
And so the people say, why? Why is this happening? Well, one is warmer water is what they're theorizing, if you talk to the shark people. And the other one is that there's been some drought conditions, so the salt water is actually a little bit more, has a little bit more saltier, I guess that would be the words. And it attracts more fish and sharks, and you attract more fish and sharks, and you add people into the mix. Well, yeah, hello.
You know what's so cool about that? You could actually get some of the fish from that water and cook it and not have to add salt afterwards.
No.
It's that much tastier. I wonder if there's any
not
pepper.
Marinating for your dinner.
No.
All right, so next up here, as far as we
brain
have
work.
Roberta.
Why don't we just pour barbecue sauce into the
Hold on
ocean.
A second. Did you just ask, did you just ask me how my brain works?
How does
Very
your brain
slowly,
work?
Roberta.
I don't think
sometimes
so.
Sometimes you can hear it. It goes,
I don't think. I think McFadden's brain is the one that's working slowly today.
Somebody get the can of oil, like with the Tin Man, yes.
I totally follow you.
Thank you.
We should absolutely marinate the whole ocean.
Yeah.
You know, while we're at it.
Fourth of July.
While we're at it, why not just
tuna fish? Yeah. What if you mix mayonnaise right in the can with the tuna fish? Hold it. Wait a minute. Chuck. Take live tuna fish and feed them mayonnaise.
Gulf Star Kiss.
All right. So also the winds and the Gulf Stream are making it difficult for some of the beaches in New Jersey. There are deadly jellyfish.
Oh,
there's more than that
deadly,
going on in New Jersey on the beach.
You know, they're actually quite beautiful. They're Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish. If you look at them, they're absolutely gorgeous.
But they're venomous animals, according to the story at DougStefan.com anyway today.
Well, you know, it is the tentacles. And the tentacles, the thing is that it's they can break off. These jellyfish, they're really not jellyfish, these creatures. They're actually a different type of animal. But they're filled with air.
Siphonophores, they are. They're siphonophores.
Yeah, they're filled with mostly carbon dioxide and
gas.
The tentacles, those gas, the tentacles can reach 100 feet or more.
Ooh.
And then they break off and they kind of float around on the surf. And the next thing you know, you're
How come you're such an expert in this?
And you're going, hello, because I'm a scuba diver. Hello, I'm swimming around and all of a sudden, what just hit my arm? Because you have this like, it's like a sting, like you can't believe it really hurts.
Okay, Richie,
and
cue the sting
you don't know
music.
Why. Cue the sting music.
Okay, so can we pee on those stings?
The idea is...
Don't pee in the pool, but make sure you pee on the man of war.
The most important thing is don't put fresh water on them. Put seawater, because they have little stingy things that explode, and if you put fresh water, the stingy things will explode and make it even worse.
What happens if the stingy things get your private parts? That's not a thing.
You can pee on it. You can put ammonia. Yeah. You can put vinegar. Anything that'll change the chemistry, it'll inactivate the proteins. The best thing to put on it, heat. If you have to have a hair dryer nearby, plug it in.
I always bring a hair dryer with me to the beach.
And put heat on it, and then some, cortisone cream.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But then, unless you're really allergic to it, or your body's wrapped up in tentacles,
can we go back to mayonnaise and the tuna fish?
Roberta's our Mo.
Yeah.
All right.
It has to do with the ocean. I know about it.
Yes, you do. You know a lot about a lot. That's why you're here, because you are so smart. Let's talk about Donald Trump, as long as we're with the New York contingent. All right, so here's Rapa Flo-Rida. Do I have that right, Jennifer?
Flo-Rida.
Flo-Rida.
I like Flo-Rida better.
Flo-Rida. Well, isn't he? Is he from Florida? Is that why his name is Flo-Rida?
Or he's riding the flow. I'm not sure which. Right.
Okay, so Macy's, Emmett Smith, all cutting ties to the Donald because of things he's saying about in his candidacy for the presidency, he's telling it like it is.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, about Mexican immigrants. So he's, what was, Macy's had his clothing line, right?
Yep.
Right. Yeah, his tie. Yeah.
His made in China and Mexico clothing line.
Hey, you know what? They were some nice looking ties.
Is that all it was? It was ties? Did he have suits and anything else?
Sure.
Oh,
he had
suits, yeah.
Really? What did the Donald, were they expensive?
He was like the Martha Stewart of, you know.
No, they're
clothing.
Macy's. I mean, you know, it's Macy's, not cheap, but price. It's
midline. Midline,
yeah.
You know.
And what did they look like? I mean, were they, did he wear his own suits?
They look like suits and ties.
Very Donald. You know, he wears the striped shirts with, like, the pastel ties. Kind
yeah.
Of. I like right. It. It's a good look.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
who am
he's
I kidding?
Though.
Anybody that even ventures to put a suit on, I'm like, sold.
Really? All right. Speaking of things that have been sold, we have this new deal from the folks who are responsible for providing you with Super Beats. I have this whole big kit, Richie, of things. Information that I have not only affects the usage of Super Beats, but then the new, well, I don't know if this is new. I've had these around for a while, but I think we're talking about them for the first time. Neo 40, the daily tab that you can take. We are launching our official Heart Health Challenge. We've decided here that July is Heart Health Month. The heck with February, because everybody else does it that way. We don't do things the way everybody else does here. I have these nitric oxide indicator strips, Richie, which come along with the package, so you can actually test your system, monitor your nitric oxide levels. It's so crucial for you to have good cardiovascular health, and this will make sure when you use these that you have going on in your body, which you need to have going on in your body. So this whole thing, this is a big effort here to make you more cognizant, more aware of the flow of blood in your body. If you have high blood pressure, this is going to fix it. Richie took Neo 40. I'm taking it. I didn't. You know what? I had forgotten I had them in my cabinet. They taste good. Yeah. Not only are they good for you, they taste good.
Chewable tablets. Yeah. They're very good. And it just makes sense. More oxygen in your blood. Makes sense.
Just keep it going. So this is meant to be a compliment for taking your daily glass of Super Beats, the Super Beat powder. I mix that in my protein drink, and it really does. It charges you up, gives you lots of energy. And so if you have these, if you keep these Neo 40 capsules with you, take, what, one a day, Richie? Couple a day? How many do you take?
You can take one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Yeah. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's DougLikesBeats.com or 800-655-4183.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Can you keep a secret? Well, it may depend on your, get this, birth order in the family. Here's the developmental science of it. It seems that the oldest brother or sister in a family can keep secrets better and longer than the other kids in the family. Mothers and fathers teach this strategy by saying, don't tell your little brother, and this translates to the real world. If you're bursting at the seams to tell a secret, make sure you only tell it to a firstborn individual. They'll keep it. Want to get a secret out of someone? The reverse is true. Go to the person who's the baby of their family, and they'll spill the beans every time. What's the cheap psychological trick? Keeping a secret is a valuable skill, but it's something that's taught before the secret can be kept. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career. So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, man, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6 second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But me.
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Harder flaccid and Get Hard could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6 second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in.
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
It's TV time now with Jennifer Horn updating us on the latest television news. I see that Lawrence Fishburne, remember the guy I saw in the spa? Or I told that story. How many years ago was that?
That was where you said you were actually in the La Brea Tar Pits, and I think maybe I might have intimated that maybe it was just anybody walking by that happened to have fallen in.
Ah.
Remember that?
Yes.
I think it was a promo.
All right, so Roots.
Yes.
Coming back to A&E, and Fishburne is going to be involved in that, it appears.
Yeah, A&E Networks is doing a new adaptation of Alex Haley's slavery novel Roots, the saga of an American family, and it's found its lead actor, Lawrence Fishburne, will be the lead in that. He is doing Blackish right now, which is that sitcom that's been very successful for ABC. He's going to portray Haley, who based his novel around the life of
What's the music show that's about the black artists? Is that, what's that called? It was pretty successful.
Empire.
Oh, very
is that coming
good,
back, too?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's coming back.
I heard that was good. I never saw it. That's a good show?
People say it's great. That was on my Let's Watch It This Summer list, and now the summer's half over, so I've got to get...
Oh, don't say that. Summer's not half over. It just started 2 weeks ago. Please.
Oh, really? But TV will be back in September.
I know.
Anyway.
Unauthorized Melrose Place story. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I love this. All right, I used to watch Melrose Place, True Confession Time. There was an announcement by Lifetime that they would be doing an unauthorized Beverly Hills 90210 movie. Well, what goes along with Beverly Hills 90210? Melrose Place, of course, because they were spinoffs of each other. They're like cinnamon and sugar, coffee and cream, toast and butter. Lifetime has given green light to an equally unauthorized pick about Melrose Place. According to Lifetime, Melrose Place, the unauthorized story, will highlight all of the behind-the-scenes drama from the early casting snags to Heather Locklear's arrival on the set.
Ooh. Dukes of Hazzard, Gonzo!
Yeah, this one really bums me out. You know, TV Land, can I put them on my list of people I'm just not happy with?
Yes, you can.
TV Land, I loved for so long. They ran all the old shows. They'd even run some of the newer stuff like Everybody Loves Raymond, but very good stuff. And then they did their original series, and they had Hot in Cleveland and some great shows. And now they've decided they want to go all new age and get those young viewers. So they dump Hot in Cleveland, which was a great show for the record, and bring on these other weird programs.
So why didn't somebody else pick up Hot in Cleveland? Would be the question.
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. Maybe
the Duggars are in the news.
Wait,
not any, what? Are we
now they made the announcement that they're pulling the Dukes of Hazzard from their lineup.
All right, okay.
Now go ahead.
Yeah, but
the
they have thousands of people complaining.
Yeah, of course they will.
Get over it. Cry me a orange and blue river.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Hey, Sesame Street.
Yes.
I'm sad. Maria, she's been on Sesame Street forever. I grew up with her. She's retiring from Sesame Street after 44 years.
Sonia Manzano.
Yeah, or Maria, as her friends call her, has been on the show, 4 decades. And
she was head of the Hispanic trend, right? She's been there for 40 years.
So great. Maria, she was married to somebody, wasn't she? Who was her husband? Do you remember, Ken?
Oscar the Grouch.
Luis. She ran the Fix-It shop on Sesame Street, and she joined the cast in 1971.
All right, the Duggars. What's going on with the Duggars?
15 Emmys, by the way. The Duggars, a non-Duggar family member, has filed a civil suit against Josh Duggar, according to In Touch magazine.
Great. Why waste that time talking about
that? Depositions and testify about the scandal now.
All right, another great job by Jennifer Horn, who's one of the great members of the cast here on the Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour. Everybody all together.
Come on, Ed.
Very good. You did that without a rehearsal. That's very cool. Tom Kreidler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, one of the most successful entrepreneurial enterprises on the radio, because Tom learned everything he knows from me.
That's right.
Therefore, he's doing terrifically well. It's nice to have him on board here with some questions from listeners, a question or two from us. It's the 4th of July. What do we need to do in terms of safety for all members of the family? We'll check that out in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6 seconds. DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich, murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. My man!
6 second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Tommy the K, this is 4th of July weekend. You have posted on the Money Pit website how to build a combo kiddie pool fire pit. How do you put these two together? What do you suggest?
Well, it was interesting because we posted this photo on our Facebook page, and it was a really interesting project. We did not build it. We found the image, and it was a great idea, and thought a few of you would like it, and we were right, to the tune of like 25 million people.
Woo!
I'm not kidding. That was the audience. It was over 25 million.
God,
hundreds of thousands of shares. upstairs. And basically the idea is this. You build a fire pit, but you line it with a kiddie pool so that in the summertime you could use it as a kiddie pool or maybe a pool for the pets. And in the wintertime...
It's plastic, though. How can it be a fire pit if it's plastic?
You pull it out in the wintertime. It's a liner, Doug. It weighs about 3 pounds.
Quiet, you know? Jennifer.
You can do it, Dougie. 3 pounds.
You can handle it.
Do it.
You don't need a pool guy for this. Okay.
I have Dominic pool
over
guy.
Do it for you. How about that?
And so we got so many questions when we posted this picture about how to build it that we just sort of reverse engineered it and gave the audience this step by step. So how to pick the pool, how to locate the layout, how to build the brick edge. It's all there on moneypit.com in our blog post.
All right. There's something to check out. All right. Let's see what did I say all right in the same. I said all right twice in the same sentence, right?
All right.
All right.
Let's get going.
Jesse wants to know what the best way is. Hey, wait a minute. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's not the Money Pit. What's the best way to check a Freon leak in my air conditioner? Ooh, I have a snappy answer for that, but you probably ought to give her the right answer. She's got
a five-pound leak. Oh, man. Well, listen, the consumers cannot check for Freon on their own. It requires specialized tools. But here's the easy way to check to see if your air conditioner is working right. You take a thermometer and you measure the air temperature at a supply duct and at a return duct. So where the air is going back to the system and the air is coming out of the system. And you're looking for like a 12 to 20 degree differential in temperature.
Really?
If it's less than 12, that means that you don't have enough refrigerant in the system and it's running longer to do the same job. So you really want to look for that 12 to 20, maybe even 15 to 20 degree differential. If it's different, then you need to call for service.
Okay, but here's the thing. Don't get suckered into this. Same advice, by the way, for your car. If you've got a leak in the system, somebody's going to come, and they're not going to tell you that if they're unethical. I went to a place to get my truck charged up a month ago. No leaks, no problem. $98 later, I have the engine. I have the air conditioning charged. Yesterday, I went to have a check because they've blown hot air.
Right.
And, you know, it's
hey, just like you.
Nice. Real nice. And what happened,
are you
Doug?
Still there?
Excuse me.
I'm going to miss her.
Yeah. All right. Good thing we got Roberta back. All right. So anyway, the air conditioning in the house, same thing, Tommy. Yeah. If you have unscrupulous people come, they'll charge up. This stuff is expensive, this new Freon stuff. So how do you, you just have to make sure you find somebody who's ethical to come check
it. It's like anything. You know, sometimes you just have to trust the guy, but you want to find somebody that's ethical. And the nice thing about contractors today and finding one is that if you get a bad one, people have lots and lots of ways to share that story.
Yelp,
and
Angie's List.
They can't keep going indefinitely.
Yeah,
they have a very short career when that happens.
But that's pretty much the same for most of the household workers, whether even lawn maintenance, asphalt guys.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
By the way, the asphalt, that's the biggest rooking.
Oh, that's a
that's
big
the biggest way to get screwed around with is
if anybody
the
says
asphalt,
they have extra material, they're working the house down the street, just close the door.
Right. Or put a motor on the driveway. Tom Kreidler, lots of great information every weekend on the Money Pit radio program. Check out MoneyPit.com. Ask him a question. They'll give you a snappy answer.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.